Walmart has Straight Talk Wireless, so I can keep doing me. Like hitting up all my friends for a last-minute study sesh. Or curating the best pop playlist you've ever heard in your life. And even editing all my socials to keep up with what's new. Oh yeah, I look good. Post it. Which all in all suits my study poppy main character vibes to a T. Period. Find and shop your fave tech at Walmart.
She said, get out the chat room and clean my Glad Stretch. Feeling fine, so fresh.
The Glad Girl Group coming at you with a throwback jam. That was Glad Force Flex Drawstring Trash Bags featuring Pine Sol Original Scent. And that's better than all good. It's all Glad.
What's happening, Bills Mafia? How you guys feeling? Are you excited about this football game? I'm excited. Terribly, amazingly, unbelievably excited. Your Buffalo Bills are currently 3-0, and after the heart attack heard round Bills Nation last weekend, and I was admittedly a doubter. And what I mean by that is, yes, I am the guy that basically I sent a text message to my buddy Jay Spence, who said this game is over. And I also, before that, I think about a touchdown before that last one, I tweeted out, what did I say? I tweeted out collapse in progress, I think is what I said. But the Buffalo Bills pulled it out. And I'm not ashamed to admit that, you know, I suffer from the same PTSD that you guys suffer as a Bills fan. And, you know, it's games like that that are making believers, frankly, out of all of us, right? I mean, it's situations, it's games like that that are making us, putting us in a mindset emotionally and mentally where, you know, the Bills are proving to us that they can overcome having problems. They can overcome deficits. They can overcome situations inside the game where, you know, not that the wheels fell off, but there's an aspect of it seemed like the wheels were falling off. And I don't think anybody can blame us. I don't think the Buffalo Bills as a team walked away from that game thinking, you know, that Bills Mafia doubted us, you know, after we gave up, you know, a 25-point lead and fell behind 29 to 28 or whatever it was. I don't think they blame us. I honestly don't. Or 32-28. I honestly don't think they blame us. I think they've probably done some soul searching this week. But I'll be honest with you, at 3-0, it feels good. It feels really, really good. And if you're listening to this podcast right now, it's going to be a short one. This is a preview of the Buffalo Bills and the Raiders. I want to welcome you in to the Overreaction Podcast, brought to you by the Market Dominator on the Buffalo Fanatics Podcast Network. I am your host. I'm the voice of the Overreaction Podcast. My name is Joe Miller. You can find me on Twitter at Joe Miller Wired. Welcome in. Welcome in. So what I want to do is I want to talk about this Raiders football game. And, you know, there's, even as I record this, there's a little bit of, you know, we're not sure what's going on. Cam Newton has tested positive for COVID. More players on the Titans have tested positive for COVID. Games are being pushed. Games are being moved. A practice squad quarterback on the Chiefs has tested positive for COVID. And right now it very much seems like not only is the are this week's games or next week's games potentially in jeopardy, but it seems like to me that, like, we're, you know, if it continues to deteriorate at the rate that it's going, that the season could be in jeopardy. Now, none of us want that. None of us want that. But I'm going to do this podcast with the hopes that right after 4 o'clock that these two teams are going to kick off and we're going to get to see the Buffalo Bills play against the Raiders. So I want to talk about just some things for you to pay attention to, just from the couch, as we always do. Matchups for you to look for. I'm not so sure that there's going to necessarily be like player A versus player B matchups. There's no real huge star power on offense for the Raiders outside of Josh Jacobs. There's no real huge star power, I don't think, on their defense to like line up against Stephon Diggs or John Brown, or like on the defensive line. You know, I'm talking Aaron Donald type, you know, type star power. I'm talking, you know, Jalen Ramsey type star power, like you saw on that Rams football team. Clearly, the Bills are riddled with talent up and down the roster, all over the field, on both sides of the ball, including on special teams. So I don't know that it makes sense for us to really kind of dig into the details, you know, as it pertains to, you know, make sure you watch this cornerback against, you know, Stephon Diggs. I just don't think it does for what we're trying to accomplish. So what I want to do is I want to give you a great overview today of basically the Raiders offense and defense, what we can maybe expect, the Bills offense and defense, what we know, and what we can expect. So the Raiders are an interesting football team. So they're 2-1. They suffered their first loss last week against the Patriots, by and large, probably due to the three turnovers. There was three fumbles in that football game last week. But the Raiders are an interesting story. They're averaging 20 points a game, and they're giving up on average 30. That's a little weird, right? Especially for a team that's 2-1. Now, that I don't believe is sustainable. I don't think that they can sustain an average points for and points against figure through the season and be a winning team when you're basically in the reverse, if you follow my logic there. So clearly, you know, you can pretty much assume, you can make the suggestion, you can pretty much state that the problem that the Raiders had against the Patriots last week was those three turnovers. It came back to bite them big time. I know Cam did throw an interception, but three turnovers, especially one on the goal line, on your own goal line, that is basically jumped on for a touchdown, is always going to set you back, set you behind, and put you on your heels. Derek Carr last week was 24-32 for 261 yards, two touchdowns. He had 119 passer rating. Derek Carr is an interesting prospect, and I'm on record as saying I like Derek Carr. I always have. It's a combination of his personality, along with the ability that he has. No, he's not Aaron Rodgers. He doesn't even have the talent level that, you know, Josh Allen has. Excuse me. I just like him. I don't know why. Ever since he came out of college, I've just kind of been a closet Derek Carr fan. I like him, but he has a tendency of always seemingly playing kind of well, but never good enough to win football games as a Raider. So you have to look around the team and wonder, you know, if winning and losing truly isn't a quarterback stat, as we've heard here in Buffalo recently, and I agree with it, and a percentage of wins and losses are on the quarterback, but not like wholly on the quarterback, and it's not a quarterback stat, then you have to wonder why, right? Why is he not winning more games if he's basically playing decent football? It's just because of the type of player that he is. He is very much, you know, what you would call a check down Charlie, a captain check down, effectively very similar to Goff. You know, last week we watched Jared Goff run a very efficient short passing yard football game in the second half, of which the Bills were playing 20 yards off the ball on defense as cornerbacks, giving them all day long all that underneath stuff. And then, you know, when you look at the Rams, conversely against the Raiders, the Rams have crazy talent on that football team. So you give Robert Woods the ability to catch a pass 13 yards off the line of scrimmage with nobody around him, what's he going to do? He's going to run it into the end zone, which is exactly what he did last week. So I think by and large, that's the biggest difference between last week and this week with what I would consider a similar quarterback. I would tell you this, based on things I've heard, studies I've seen, I think Derek Carr is a better quarterback than Jared Goff. Jared Goff just has I'm going to say it, he's probably a better offensive mind right now. You know, John Gruden was John Gruden 20 years ago. But, you know, Sean McVay is kind of the John Gruden of today, of 2020. So Jared Goff has a better offensive-minded coach, if you will, and he's definitely got, hands down, better weapons all the way across the field. Maybe not at running back. You know, obviously Henderson isn't Josh Jacobs. But, yeah, it's going to be interesting to see how that plays out. So I haven't given you Derek Carr's stats from last week. On the season, he's 74 of 100 on attempts, for 74% completion percentage. He's got 784 yards, which is good. He's an efficient quarterback. They just like to play a lot of stuff underneath, which last week you saw the book. So, you know, Bill Belichick, if you will, they did a very good job of smothering Darren Waller, who is a threat, and they did a very good job of double teaming, if you will, anytime there's an attempt at a screen pass. And that basically did a number on Derek Carr and that Raiders offense. I expect to see the Bills defense do the same thing this week. Josh Jacobs is a wild card. My counterpart in this podcast life is Jay Spence, and he is in love, madly in love with Josh Jacobs. Now, I think Josh Jacobs is a great player. I don't think he's Saquon Barkley. I don't think he's Christian McCaffrey. I don't think he's one of the elite backs in the NFL. And frankly, his numbers this year pretty much agree with me. So last Sunday, he was 16 for 70. He had 16 carries for 71 yards, 4.4 yards per carry. On the season, he's 68 carries for 252 yards, 3.7 yards per carry. 3.7, that's after last week's 4.4, which brought him up. Three touchdowns. He's averaging 84 yards a game, and he's not exactly a pass-catching threat out of the backfield. The defense for the Raiders, against the run on Sunday last week, they gave up 250 yards for 6.6 yards per carry. On the season, they're letting up, on average, 163 yards per game. That bodes well for this Buffalo Bills offense, as well as Devin Singletary. They're on average giving up 406 yards per game, and as I already told you, 30 points per game. Their pass defense last week, they gave up 162 yards to Cam Newton, 5.8 yards per pass with an interception. On the season, they're averaging giving up about 242 yards per game. So even defensively, you know, they're not exactly snuffing people out. You know, that 242 is a relatively low number when you consider, you know, they played Drew Brees. But Drew Brees, of course, did not have Michael Thomas in that football game. Now, the Bills, on the other hand, conversely, are an interesting football team. If you look at these two teams, right, and you look at them not only on paper, but you look at them just like when you consider the players and who they are, the Bills are clearly the better football team. You know, yes, the Raiders have the ability to scare you. They have players that can make plays. They have the ability to beat the Saints, which should make all of us wonder, unless, which is possible, that Saints team isn't what we all think it is, which is very, very probable. And we can also consider that the Saints aren't who the Saints are with Michael Thomas when Michael Thomas is not in the football game. So the Bills defense, or I should say the Bills overall in general, the Bills are averaging right now 31 points per game on offense, scoring, which is huge. That's a huge up from the averaging of 19 points they were last year. We've talked a lot about it. They're giving up 19 points per game, and that was after giving up 32 to the Rams this past weekend. The Bills defense last weekend gave up 32 attempts by Henderson, or I should say by the Rams just in general. They gave up 167 yards. That's 5.2 per carry, which is a little bit scary considering Josh Jacobs coming in is a talented running back. They also gave up two touchdowns. On the season, the Bills are on average giving up 106 yards per game on the ground. Passing, the Bills are averaging giving up about 274 yards, and that was after Jared Goff obviously put up a 300-yard game last weekend as well. Total, the Bills are giving up on average per game yards-wise, they're giving up 380 yards per game. And moving on to the offense, Josh Allen last week threw for 311 yards, four touchdowns, had an interception for 128.9 rating. Josh currently this season is 81 of 114 for 1,038 yards. He's got 10 touchdowns, one interception, and two fumbles lost. Devin Singletary, on the other hand, 13 carries, and I cannot read my own handwriting. Last week, 13 carries, 71 yards, 5.5 yards per carry. On the season, he is 32 for 157, averaging 4.9. As we talked about a couple minutes ago, you know, it's basically you're looking at a situation where, you know, if they just line up and play, if they line up and they do the things that they're supposed to do, if every man does his 1/11th, as Sean McDermott talks about all the time, if they just do their job, right, you're talking about a situation where the Bills should be able to line up and just beat the man against them on the line of scrimmage. When you think about the weapons that the Bills have on offense, the offensive line that the Bills have, you know, you're talking about a situation where it's looking like Josh Norman is going to come back and play this week. So the Bills actually get a chip up, right, on on defense. I haven't even given you like what's going on as far as injury wise. I'll give that to you here in a second. And then when you look at defense versus offensively, the only real weapon, the only real two weapons that, you know, that the Raiders have are Josh Jacobs and then Darren Waller. You know, Hunter Renfrow isn't exactly going to scare anybody. I mean, you're talking about how deep can you go, right? So the Bills can go, you know, Cole Beasley, Gabriel Davis deep, you know, basically after Hunter Renfrow. There's nobody on this Raiders team that is really going to worry you for the most part. Ruggs is out. I think he's doubtful to play this football game. So don't expect to see the rookie on the field this weekend. So let's do this. Let me give you the quick injury breakdown from Friday. And then I'm going to give you what I believe is going to be just my prediction for Josh Allen stat line, Devin Singletary stat line. And then I'm going to give you my score prediction stat line, and then we'll do the around the league. So injury report from Friday. The Buffalo Bills injury report from Friday actually looks really, really good. Basically, everybody was a full participant except for Mario Addison. He did not participate, and he's questionable. I honestly don't know what's going on with Mario Addison. He didn't practice Wednesday. He didn't practice Thursday. There was no information given. And then he did not participate on Friday. The other limited player is Jake Fromm, which Jake Fromm has been limited all week. He is the bubbled quarterback. Zach Moss also limited. He is questionable. I heard different things just about his foot and what's going on there. And then Delshon Phillips is out. Everybody else was a full participant. John Brown, full. Deion Dawkins, full. Tremaine Edmonds, full. Out of the red contact jersey. Micah Hyde, full. Quentin Jefferson, full. Dawson Knox, full. Ed Oliver, full. He was seen around town, I believe, either yesterday or today, not wearing a mask. And some people were mad at him for that. And he had a little bit of a bandage or a big Band-Aid or a wrap on his knee. The one that he stuck out and tried to trip the player. So injury-wise, the Bills are actually doing very well. So this is my stat. I'm going to give you my stat prediction for Josh and Devin. And then I'm going to give you, I'm going to go around the league. And then I'm going to end the show with my prediction for the Bills Raiders. Does that work? That way I keep you on for a couple more minutes. So Josh Allen, I see Josh Allen doing this. I think we're going to see, there's going to be, and it's wisely been talked about, so this isn't a secret. Josh is going to have a comeback game. He's going to have a fall-off game. It's going to happen. I don't think it's this week. If there's a defense that it's going to happen to or happen against, it's not going to be this one. They've got a couple really big safeties that aren't super mobile. Josh should win over the top with Diggs, Brown, all game long. And you've already seen him throw the rainbow to Gabriel Davis. When you're talking about, you know, the ability to get open, I think Cole Beasley is going to be open again all day. This Raiders defense, I just told you, with what they're giving up on average on the ground, is not great against the run. I bet you're going to see them substitute some of the run plays for screen passes to Devin. They're going to get the ball to Devin in the flat and on the screen. So you're going to see basically them trade off some run plays for pass plays. I see Josh Allen at 340 yards again. So another 300-yard day for Josh Allen passing. I see him with two passing touchdowns. I think his rushes are going to be down. I think he's going to rush for about 25 yards, one touchdown. Devin Singletary, give me 90 yards rushing on the ground with two touchdowns, 70 yards receiving. So I've got him at 160 yards total for the game. And then I think Cole Beasley is going to have a very big game. Quickly running out of time on the show, let's do this. I'm going to give you my around-the-league picks right now, so go ahead and cue the music. We're going to go ahead and get right into this, and I'm going to give you my Bills prediction last. So, Saints at the Lions. Give me the Saints after the Lions pulled off a really big victory against the Cardinals last weekend. Chargers at the Buccaneers. You know what? The Buccaneers right now are kind of on a roll, and the Chargers are kind of trying to find themselves. That Herbert kid is throwing 300-yard games like crazy, but I'm going to take the Buccaneers in that football game. Jaguars at the Bengals. I don't know what to make of the Jaguars. Are they good? Are they not good? Same thing in the Bengals. Are they good? They came out with a tie last week. Are they good? Are they not good? You know what? Give me the Bengals at home just because, let's face it, we all hate Doug Marrone. Vikings at the Texans. Two teams. Again, I don't know what to make of either of these football teams. Give me the Texans at home. That's a guess. Seahawks at the Dolphins. I'm going to take Dangerous Wilson over the Dolphins. The funny thing about the Seahawks is they don't have much of a defense. So don't, you know, I would expect the Dolphins and Fitzy to probably run some points up on that Seahawks offense or on the Seahawks defense. However, the Seahawks have put the ball in Russ's hands, and they're saying, look, son, just go score a bunch of points, and Russ is coming through for him. Browns at the Cowboys, give me the Cowboys over the Browns. Cardinals at the Panthers, I think the Cardinals bounce back. Give me the Cardinals over the Panthers. Colts at Bears, I think the balloon pops on the Bears this week. Give me the Colts over the Bears. Ravens at Washington, that Washington football team. Give me the Ravens. The Ravens bounce back this week after a horrible, like basically didn't even show up, loss to the Chiefs last weekend. I'll take the Ravens. Giants at Rams. I don't even know why the Giants are still continuing to play football. Give me the Rams over the Giants. Patriots and Chiefs has gotten pushed, officially pushed to either Monday or Tuesday. I'm going to take the Chiefs in that football game, specifically with Cam out. What do we got? We got Eagles at 49ers. Give me the 49ers in that football game. Falcons at the Packers. The Falcons, man, what a way to lose football games. This team is crazy. They're unpredictable, and I don't know what's going on with them. Give me the Packers over the Falcons. And your last game for me to pick this week, Bills at Raiders. I'm going to take the Buffalo Bills. Give me the Buffalo Bills a score of 34-24. And I don't think this game will ever be in doubt. I think the Bills win it pretty assuredly. I don't think there's any heart attack for us. I think we're going to live to see a couple more days, meaning there's no time going to be taken off of our lives because of things like what we saw last weekend. So those are your picks from around the league. This season so far, I am 30 of 15, which I don't think is too bad. 30 of 15. This week, there's a lot of bugaboo games. You know, it's really kind of, there's no really telling what is going to come of this week. There's a lot of weird games out there to pick, but I'm 30-15 on the season. I think the Bills are going to, like I said, handily beat the Raiders this weekend. I think Josh Jacobs will get his yards. However, I don't see Josh Jacobs beating the Bills. I'm excited for this football game. Here is what is up. So the Hump Day Hotline, right? We talk about it a lot on my show. The Hump Day Hotline comes to you on Wednesdays live, every single Wednesday on YouTube on the Buffalo Fanatics Multicast Network, myself and your friend Jay Spence the King. We are going to go live on location Thursday for a primetime pregame Hump Day Hotline show on Thursday, October 15th at Magruder's in Depew. If you've got nothing going on, if you want to come out and hang out with us and party with us, we're gonna do the pregame show. It's going to start at 6:30. It's going to go to 8. It's going to be live on YouTube. It's going to be live in the room. And then we're going to stick around and we're going to watch the football game. We're going to watch the Chiefs and the Bills, which is basically the matchup of the season so far. So if you've got nothing going on, October 15th, mark your calendar. Myself and at Jay Spence the King will be live on set, if you will, doing a live pregame show, the Hump Day Hotline, live on YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter, as well as in the room at Magruder's in Depew. Do us a favor. Show up. We've got some giveaways for you. It's going to be a fun time. We're just going to have a blast. We're going to get all Bills Mafia up in that thing, and we're going to go nuts. So with that, this is Joe Miller, the voice of the Overreaction Podcast, brought to you by the Market Dominator, signing off until Monday morning, post-game for the Bills and the Raiders. Go Bills.
Hello, this is real estate broker John Spaschak with Keller Williams, better known as the Market Dominator. You know, today's real estate market is as hot as it has ever been. So if you are looking to sell your home, chances are it will sell fast. But the real question is, will you be able to sell it for the right price? Folks, I have just developed some very unique marketing strategies with the effective use of AI, artificial intelligence, that help bring the highest paying buyers to the table so that you don't leave any cash behind. You can reach me at 716-570-3298. And if you are on the buying side, you will likely find yourself in multiple offer situations. You will need unique strategies in order to win in this highly competitive market. I have developed some strategies that are out of the box. I can't share them all with you on this ad, but if you call me at 716-570-3298 or shoot me an email at yourelitebroker@gmail.com or hit me up at Twitter at yourelitebroker, I can give you everything you need to win in this market, just as our Buffalo Bills are going to do it.
My Wrangler jeans from Walmart are legit my favorite go-to pants. They got that slim cut that's always fresh for going out.
Hey, what's up?
They're durable enough, even for my shift.
Water wrap.
And stretchy enough for when I want to kick back and chill with a movie. So basically, they can do it all, and on my budget. I mean, come on. You really can't beat all that. Shop your Wrangler pants at Walmart.
She said, get out the chat room and clean my Glad stretch. Feeling fine, so fresh.
The Glad Girl Group coming at you with a throwback jam. That was Glad Force Flex Drawstring Trash Bags featuring Pine Sol Original Scent. And that's better than all good. It's all Glad.
At your job, do you ever have to deal with a nose roller? How about a snub pulley? Well, if you're installing a new conveyor belt system, dealing with the different components can sound like you're speaking a foreign language. Luckily, you've got a team ready to help. Grainger's technical product specialists are fluent in maintenance, repair, and operations. So whenever you want to talk shop, just reach out. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
It's time to have your high five moment with High Five Casino, the top social casino where the action and real prizes never stop. Fun spins and big wins are right at your fingertips with over 1,000 games, including High Five Casino exclusives. High Five Casino is always free to play with free coins given out every 4 hours. Sign up today and get free welcome coins you can spin for a chance at cash prizes. Visit highfivecasino.com.
High Five Casino.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. Must be 21 years or older. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey parents, Greenlight is here to take one big thing off your to-do list, teaching your kids about money. With a Greenlight debit card and money app of their own, kids and teens learn to earn, save, and invest. You can send money instantly, set flexible controls, and get real-time notifications of your kids' money activity. Set up chores and put allowance on autopilot to reward them for their hard work. Then, learn about the world of money together. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.